Good morning. 7:13 a.m. on Monday, February the 13th, 2017. A lot of teens there, wasn't it? My face is quite frosted. I'm not quite sure why. It is chilly out here this morning. It's not that bad. It's like 28 degrees. But for some reason, my face is... I'm trying to talk and my face is stiff. I don't know if it's because I haven't talked for 2 days or what. So yeah, I came out. I wanted to catch the sunrise this morning so I could get a bonus picture. And yeah, it's not exactly a photogenic sunrise this morning. It was rather insipid. Being eyed by a little, might be a Scotty dog, Scott mix of some kind, maybe a little short-legged, long-haired dog across the street. He's looking at me like, oh, this is new. What is that? Who's that over there? Just get a little, he's with somebody and he's on a leash. It was funny to see him go prancing across the street and then stop, turn around and look. It's like, oh, look at that. So the other thing I want to do is use sunrise as a marker to try to make sure I don't lose a morning. I lost 2 days. And it was just a morning. I lost 2 days, two whole days. And for no good reason, as far as I can tell. I don't even know what I was doing. I certainly wasn't playing games, although I did play a little bit. I played a couple of hours across the weekend. That was it. I'm actually tracking hours. Mostly EVE Online. I pretty much hung up Subnautica for the moment. I've gone as far as I can go in the game. I have not found the prison. I've not found the Sea Emperor's prison. But other than that, and the lava leeches in the supposed inactive lava zone. The lava leeches are just too irritating to bother with messing about down there. So yeah. I pretty much hung up something like it. It's a fun game. It's a beautiful game. It's an interesting challenge game. But ultimately, I've dead-ended in it about four times. It's fun building undersea bases, but there's no real good reason to build undersea bases beyond a basic storage facility and farm. Keep myself in food and water. Beyond that, there's no real reason to do it. So there's a lot of... Oh, that's fun. And it's pretty cool. But honestly, I think... well, I gotta wait and see. I gotta wait and see. see what the next rollout. There'll be another rollout in a couple, 3 weeks, I guess. I think there's a half past February update coming. I don't know what it's going to be, but we'll see. Mostly I found myself going from tab to tab to tab on my web browser, which is not terribly useful. So we're back to fake it till we make it. Apparently, one of the problems is that I must be fighting some sort of emotional conflict. Oh well, I know I'm fighting some sort of emotional conflict because I keep throwing myself into pointless Facebook discussions. I have several fans, and I don't understand how that works. I'm not going to turn this into a political rant, but I've had a couple of conversations over the last few days that were, in one sense, illuminating, in the other sense, demoralizing. So I'll just have to stop doing that. But one of the things I really need to do is I really need to ramp up my mindfulness. I've been focused on mindfulness. I've been focused on being in the moment. I've been focused on the space around me as much as the space inside me, and trying to cope with the entropy, I guess, is a way to put it. I've had two household chores on my tab. Three, actually. Well, one has been on my journal, on my to-do list, my daily, for at least 2 weeks, probably more like a month. And I don't get to it. I don't get it done. I keep pushing it forward one day and pushing it forward one day. I did cross off one thing yesterday, which was two things yesterday, which was getting the review up this morning, Walter John Williams' Implied Spaces, which is just kind of a mind blower of a book. It was written in 2008, but it has a sort of psychedelic feel to it. I think it's because of the way it's put together and the way the plot unfolds. It's pretty astonishing in the truest sense of the word, astonishing. So, very cool book. And I only got that written and posted late yesterday afternoon after having it on my to-do list all weekend. But I also wrote a blog post. I have the second Friday of every month. I have to write a blog post for recommend fiction writers. And I wrote a blog post about social capital, about how social media is actually transactional, and you have to pay to play, for lack of a better term. You have to have some social capital in the bank before you can ask anybody to do anything and expect them to do it. So you have to have accumulated enough social capital that when you make an ask, there are people who are willing to accept that social capital. It comes up every time I have to recommend a book. I'm about to recommend a book that I don't really like. It's funny. I wrote a review for Dan Sawyer's Double X Daring Do, Suave Rob's Double X Daring Do. And I wrote it because I hate the book. I read the book. The only reason I finished reading the book was that I told Dan I would read it. I did. I got to the end. At no point did it ever redeem itself. I knew in the first chapter, maybe not the first paragraph, but certainly within by the time I got to the end of the first chapter, I knew, I was pretty sure I was not going to like this book. Let's put it that way. I really disliked the main character. I found the whole plot arc silly. Bump post. And the further I got into the book, the more I disliked the main character, the more I thought the book really was I really didn't like the book. And I told Dan at the time, I told him what I thought about it. It's like, we had a long discussion about this book, because there's stuff that he's written that I really like. His Lantham stuff is really good. It's Resurrection Junket is gut-wrenching. Suave Rob is... I found the whole Suave Rob idea stupid. But his goal was to write a story that was engaging, where the main character was... Easy dog. Where the main character was... What do you call it? What's the word? Unlikable. He succeeded in spades. As far as I'm concerned, that was the most unlikable main character I have ever read. A complete and utter... Well, I'm not going to swear. Anyway, and then I reviewed it. I reviewed it in peer reviewed a couple weeks ago. And he was surprised. He laughed. I knew he would laugh. I knew he would laugh when he saw the review. Because he knows just how much I hate this book. And the interesting part of it is that I've hated this book for 2 years. Which is why I reviewed it. Because I just can't let this book go. It's really aggravating. And I can't let it go. It's also aggravating that I can't let it go. But... There's a reality about books. There's a reality about stories. And just because I don't like it, just because I found it to be stupid and horrible, doesn't mean that everyone who reads it will find it to be stupid and horrible. Some people might actually like it. And there's no question that it's written well, or I would have forgotten it by now. I've forgotten a lot of books. I've been going back through my Amazon reading list since 1912. No, I haven't been reading quite that long. Since 2012, and dredging up books that I have quite frankly forgotten. Many of them I remember. And the books that I remember, I tend to put in the queue for reviewing on Peer Reviewed. Particularly since I'm not getting a lot of reviews in from writers. But the books that stuck with me, those are the books that I tend to... It's like, oh yeah, I remember this book. I did a Gretchen Galway book the other day, Love Handles, which was wonderful. I love that book. I remember reading it and going, okay, this is cool. This is... I guess we'd call it a romantic comedy. It was funny. It was poignant. It was delicious. So you know, I go through this list, and there's Jesus, how many are there? 5 years, I've read over 900 books. So I read a lot. I read a ton. And so against my better judgment, I picked up a book because somebody asked me to mention it. Somebody asked me to promote it. Now, I did this a couple of weeks ago. Not a couple of weeks ago, a couple of days ago, for Carolyn Glockle's, what the heck is it? Archangel Project or something. Diesel truck. And I did it because Carolyn has done an awful lot for me in terms of including me in promotional anthologies. She worked really hard on the box set that failed because of Amazon's change in enforcement policies for terms of service. And it was a book that was going to go, it was going to go on sale, or it was a new release, or book one and book two is coming out or something. I don't remember. I actually don't remember what the circumstances are, but I mentioned it to the Facebook group, which is, we got like 1,300 people in the Facebook group. A lot of them picked it up. Some of them didn't like it. That's all right. But I was very clear that this is not a book that I've read. This is something I'm doing for a friend. But I've read some of her other books, and they're pretty good. I have no reason to think this one won't be. I have it on my Kindle app right now. But there's a point. I was going to make a point about social capital. Every time I recommend a book, I'm putting my reputation on the line. I'm spending social capital because. Or I'm at least risking social capital, because if the person who takes the recommendation gets the book and reads it and likes it, then I'm gaining social capital. If they take it and they read it and they don't like it, I'm losing. And the reality of social capital transactions is that you lose it faster than you gain it. So if they like it and I gain a little. If they like it, if they get it and they don't like it, then I lose a lot. Because they're going to look at me like, really? If I recommend another book. So there's a huge risk involved. And I'm about to recommend a book that I'm not really 100% behind. I'm going to do it because there's more pluses than minuses. There's a seed here of a story that might be more engaging than the one I've read. It's the first book of a series. I don't know if I'm going to go on a series. I don't know if I'm going to go ahead in a series. I finished the first book. It was... It was adequate. It wasn't exactly satisfying. So we'll see. I'm going to spend a little social capital. I have serious reservations about it. We'll see. But that's what I'm thinking about social capital, and why I wrote an article for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers about social capital, how it's accrued, how it's used. I'm trying to figure out if there's enough to fill an hour's worth of discussion about social capital and how to use it, how to get it, how to spend it, and what the downside risks are on social media transactions. I still hear these people say, oh, well, yes, if you just, you know, you less than 10%, you can promote your books, promote yourself less than 10%. I don't know quite how to make them understand that every time you post on social media, you're promoting yourself. There's really no reason to do some of the dumbass things that people are doing. At any rate, I'm back. My face is thawed out. Maybe it was just that I was walking with my face not talking. But I am back tomorrow at the back gate, as a matter of fact. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.